from KQED. Kids, and for that matter adults, post a lot of dumb stuff online. Selfies from funerals, snaps of teens drinking alcohol tagged with names. Most of it disappears into the endless stream of noise we've come to expect from social media. But some of it leads to tragic consequences, even suicide. Some say schools should teach kids how to behave online, but educators aren't so sure, as KQED's Aarti Shahani reports.
At Lincoln High School in San Francisco's Sunset District, a handful of teenagers settle into their seats and learn three very big words.
Disinhibition, reputation, anonymity.
Counselor Ian Enriquez is their instructor, and he's using a curriculum created by the nonprofit Common Sense Media, a watchdog group for parents. Santa Clara schools adopted this curriculum into a semester-long course for all middle and high school students. San Francisco is using it for a one-day workshop.
Do you want the kids in the homerooms to start thinking about what it means to be disinhibited?
The teenagers get it right away.
I mean, would you say that your friends act differently online than they do in person? And they look different.
Enriquez counsels students on health, racism, homophobia. He says a social media curriculum is long overdue. Cyberbullying and viral rumors have been a problem ever since kids posted on that once popular site, MySpace.
When I started at this high school 10 years ago, almost every school fight I was aware of occurred because of something that happened in the virtual world.
All students should learn to swim, but should it be the school's responsibility to teach them swimming?
Dennis Kelly is president of the United Educators of San Francisco, the local teachers union. And he says teachers are already drowning in work, especially now with Common Core, a rigorous set of new guidelines.
It would be very difficult for schools trying to keep up with Instagram, Facebook, all of the different kinds of apps that now exist out there that are essentially market-driven.
One corporate leader disagrees. Michelle Finneran-Denity is the chief privacy officer at McAfee. And she says while apps come and go, social media is here to stay.
We want PTAs to own this. We would love to see the unions start to train teachers on this.
Denity teaches social media do's and don'ts to students all around the world. She says even when kids love to share, they don't want a permanent digital trail of every phase of their private life. They want to know that
you're allowed to be that kind of a rough and tumble girl that turns into a prom queen. And I think it's really important for us as the technical world in particular to allow them to have that human exploration without exploiting it.
Facebook restricts its platform to kids at least 13 years old and has guidebooks for educators. So do Instagram and Twitter. But Denity points out younger kids slip in anyway, and the educators who get involved are a self-selecting few. She says schools can play a critical role in teaching online etiquette to students and can give feedback to the companies that are building this new virtual reality.
It's not common sense. I don't think it's easy. I feel for educators, and I do think it's a public-private partnership.
You think of a name?
Yeah.
Well, I start to track
the students at Lincoln High School don't have a definitive take on this. They're debating a hypothetical situation. Say Matt's parents are fighting, and he stays over at his buddy Jeff's house. Jeff gets tired of hosting him, so he tweets or posts on Facebook, "Can someone else take Matt? His parents are fighting." Junior Eric Lamp says that violates trust.
I'll get rid of the post. I don't want people to get hurt.
If you're Matt, you can't get rid of it, though, right?
No, you have to ask Jeff to get rid of it.
How does that seem to you, that, like, if you're the one named in it, you can't delete it?
Feel kind of helpless. Yeah, like no power over your confidential information.
But Lamp says he's not sure it's serious enough to get a teacher involved. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.
Teachers, parents, students, we'd like to hear from you. Should schools teach social media etiquette? Join the conversation. Look for the link online at californiareport.org.